We are about to begin Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, and we'll be doing the first Sif. Dinei Nefilas Apayim, these are the halachas of Tachanun. Ein Ledaber Ben Tefillah LeNefilas Apayim. One is not supposed to be mafsik with speech between davening and Nefilas Apayim. Tachanun is supposed to come right after davening and is connected to it. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is not literal, meaning it is not that one is not allowed at all to say a word. The halacha is that one should not engage in conversation that is hesech hadas, but saying a word or two is not a problem. Certainly, dvarim shebekedusha, you're allowed to answer amen, you're allowed to answer kedusha, and so on. Furthermore, what happens if b'dieved one was mafsik? The halacha is that does not ruin it. He should say tachnun anyway. Also, one does not have to remain in the same place that he was in for Shmoneh Esrei to say Tachnun. There's no halacha of a hefsik by way of Shinui Mokom. Says the Mechaber now, Kshenofel av ponov nohagu lahatos al tzad smol. The minhag is to fall on the left side. Now, we have to understand. The original Nefilas Apayim of Chazal was on the ground. It was on the floor. So there the halacha was that in order not to appear as if you're bowing to the ground, you're supposed to tilt your head to one side. So for that, the minhag was to tilt to the right side because the shechina is on the right, is on the yamin. So we tilt our heads towards the yamin. Nevertheless, today there's a minhag to tilt one's head anyway. I guess it's a zecher to what they did then. And according to the Mechaber, that should be to the right side. Furthermore, one has to cover his face when he does it, and it's not enough to put it on your hand. Your hand, unless you have a sleeve, your hand is min bimino, it's made of the same stuff as your face, and is not a chatzitza. So what you would be required to do is to make sure to put your head down on your clothing. Some are mafsik with the ritzua of tefillin. Further, the Rama disagrees and says, "V'yesh omrim d'yesh lahatos al tzad yamin." Others say not to the left, but to the right. Why is that? So again, if you're mata al tzad smol, that means you're facing the right, which according to the Mechaber was what you were supposed to do, in order to face the Shechina. According to the Rama, you should lean on the right side, which means that you're facing the left, which is the right of the Shechina. And it's brought down that you should have kavana. You should have kavana there for smolo tachas l'roshi v'yamino tachap keni. Va'ikr lahatos b'shachris k'shiyesh lo tefillin b'tsmolo al tzad yamin mishum kovet tefillin. The right thing to do is in shachris where we have tefillin on our left arm, you lean on your right arm and then face the left. Uva'arvis o k'shein lo tefillin b'tsmolo, whereas mincha time, arvis here means mincha, where you don't have tefillin, you should yate al smolo, so there you should lean on your left side facing the right. Now the Gra holds that you should always be, according to the Gra, you should always be leaning on the left side facing the right, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down that one is allowed to rely on this Gra in a place where tefillin are worn at mincha, for example on Tisha B'Av. Well, there's no tachnun on Tisha B'Av anyway, but in places where they wear on a tainis, they wear tefillin, and there are such minhagim. So there, they can rely on the gra, and at mincha, they should go down on the left side facing the right, even though they are wearing tefillin. Now further, the Mishnah Berurah says that a shliach tzibur, who is to the right of the Aron Kodesh, should be mate his head a little bit towards the Aron Kodesh. Further, ulacha shenofel al ponav yagbia rosho v'yischanin ma'at, after nefilas apayim, so you should raise your head and say some more tachnunim miyushav while you're sitting. So the minhag Ashkenaz is to say rachum v'chanun while doing nefilas apayim, and then after sitting up, one says shomer yisrael. Every place like its minhag. There's a minhag of saying vanachto lo neda, and the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Shlah to say Vanachtu lo neda, sitting, and man na'ase, standing. The idea being that we're showing Hashem, we daven with nefilas afayim, we daven with sitting, we daven standing. Vanachtu lo neda manasa, we don't know of anything else that we can do in order to daven. Moshe Rabbeinu says vo'eshev bohor, he says vanochi omeid bohor, Vani Amarati Bahar. In other words, he mentions that he davened the yeshiva and the amida. So we do yeshiva, amida, and afilas apayim, and then we say we don't know of anything else that we can do. Then the chotzi kaddish, one says chotzi kaddish, ashrei lamnatzeach. Now lamnatzeach is said v'afilu biyomim she'en omrim tachtun omrim lamnatzeach. Lamnatzeach is said even on days that we don't say Tachton, although it says Biyom Tzora. The fact that Tachton isn't said doesn't mean it's not a Yom Tzora. Milvad, except for Yomim Tovim, which include Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur, V'Tisha B'Av. Those are the days that we do not say Lamnatzeach, whereas on all the other days that Tachton is not said, we nevertheless say Lamnatzeach.